December the 12th, the Auckland University Council has voted to restrict entry to courses in arts, science, education and law from 2009. Some specialist courses, like medicine, engineering and business, have always been restricted, but universities in New Zealand give open entry for general courses. If students pass enough credits in NCEA, they can go to university and enroll for science or arts courses. Restricted entry means that students will have to get excellent results at school, not just passes, to enroll at university. Auckland and Victoria universities say changes will happen in the future because of the way the government funds them. The old way to fund universities was called bums on seats. Universities were given money each year depending on how many students they had in classes. From next year, however, universities will get money for 3 years, and after that, the amount will depend on the success of students. Students need to pass their subjects. Victoria University says that three-year funding will mean no more money for the 600 extra students they expect. Other universities may follow Auckland University. It is a protest against the government not giving universities enough money. The two student members on the Auckland University Council voted against restricting entry. They said this move was done too quickly without discussing it with the community. They also thought it might make it more difficult for Maori and Pacific Island students to enroll at university. Some students do better at university than at high school because they are more interested in the subjects they choose. Open entry gives them a chance. It is not clear how this move will affect migrant children who have English as their second language. It is often difficult for them to get good grades in English, which is compulsory for entry to university. Older students who can enter university when they are 20, if they can prove their ability to study, may also be affected.